It becomes part of you. Soul. It's just your soul coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the performance goes away and you just sing.
Linda, you are the you're the baby, is that true?
I'm the middle child.
Oh, you're the middle child. You're the baby, Roma.
I'm the baby. She's the
now,
baby.
Now, what is that like?
Well, I hear Sarah talking about she mentioned the names of some of the great gospel singers, but as a child growing up, I didn't get to hear or experience those singers until I was practically an adult. But what I heard were my sisters in the house singing. And when we went to church, I heard, the Dix family singing and all the people in the choir singing. Those were the people that I tried to be like and sing like. So my sisters were, my first idols, being the youngest. They had a gospel group called the Gospel Melatones when I was, 5 and 6, and I wasn't able to be a part of that. So it's always been my dream, even though we, all grew up and went our separate ways, it was always my dream to sing with my sisters. So now I'm doing that.
That's a beautiful, that's and lovely that you get that opportunity. And Linda, for you as the middle child
syndrome. Yes.
Yeah, is it a syndrome? Or
I have issues as the middle child. I do. Not ashamed to say, but I do.
But it is. The two of you were still singing prior to Aroma's arrival, right?
Yes, we were. We sang for years. We had another sister, Cherie, who has passed away. She passed in 06. And she could outsing all of us.
Yes, yes.
Unfortunately, she developed lupus, and we lost her. But growing up singing was, it was many faceted. Our father insisted that we sing. And if we didn't, there was a price to pay. We had to sing, and we had to sing without musical instruments assisting us, and he gave us our parts. We had to develop that part, and we had to listen for the harmonies. We had to stand. If you're standing next to someone singing, you couldn't sing the level that they were singing. So there had to be harmony, and that's how we developed our ability to hear harmonies without piano, without any assistance from instruments.
So if I ask the three of you, and by the way, you can say no, but if I ask the three of you to sing right now, could you?
Sure.
And who would decide, and this is why I love the family dynamic, so who would then decide what you would sing?
We've already decided that she's the oldest, so she gets to be the parent.
Well, go Margie.
And she determines whatever is whatever. Okay. I don't like it that way, but she's...
Again, the syndrome.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this. When we were kids and my father would leave the house, my parents would leave the house, he would always say, Margie, you're in charge. So she kind of thinks she's in charge always.
Mm-hmm. So we let her.
Yeah. So you let her. So Margie, what do you think?
I think I'm in the right position. We can do what you ask.
All right. What would you be able to sing for us now?
We got a medley.
Oh, great. Okay. I'll put this in between the two of you and go ahead.
Draw me divine, leaning on
the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Every day with Jesus,
boom, 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 boom,
sweeter than the day before.
Boom, boom, boom. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more.
Jesus saves.
Jesus saves and he keeps me. He's the one that I adore. Every day with Jesus, sweeter than the day before. Sweeter than the day before. Sweeter than the day before.
Man. Wow.
I got goosebumps.
Oh, well, I'm crying. God, what is it? That's beautiful.
Thank you. What
is it like because I'm sure you see this, where you inflict such emotion on people. Mm-hmm. What is that like for
well,
you?
It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. It's a warm feeling. We put a lot of effort into trying to do our best at putting the song over. And it's the songs. It's the words of the songs. It's the melody. We get a lot of satisfaction out of doing the older songs mm-hmm. because they have a lot of meaning to us. And we know that. It pulls out the emotion from the people that are listening.
It's like exhilarating for lack of a better word, when you sang and someone runs up to you afterwards and says, oh my goodness, and you can see how you affected the person.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about too, the aspect of, is it a performance? You know, that's only one part of it, and sometimes it's more of a performance than other times, but there's the aspect of worship that really resonates with some people, and it does something to you when you sing. It does something for the song, but it's definitely an aspect of our singing, the worship. We worship God in our song.
And may I say that sometimes, you know, the songs don't always come out right, come out the way we want them to. We don't always hit the right notes. We don't have perfect pitch like some groups do. Mm-hmm. And not having instruments and not having the backup.
Being a cappella.
It doesn't always come out the way we want it to. But still, even in those times, we hear how people are affected by the songs we sing.
Sounds pretty darn perfect, Margie. I gotta tell you, that's pretty darn perfect. The Russ Sisters will be part of this wonderful gospel jubilee that's taking place this Sunday at 5 o'clock at Proctor's at the GE Theater in Schenectady. And let us talk to Sarah Hill, because there are many other aspects to this show mm-hmm. That you've put together. The Russ Sisters are certainly a big part of it, but give us an idea of some of the other components of the performance.
Well, it's a collaborative effort, and I have to say there's been so many wonderful people around me just helping to put this together, but we will have a combined mass choir. We call them the Jubilee Choir, and they are comprised of four or five churches, and those churches being Church of God of Prophecy, New Bethel Community Church of God in Christ in Schenectady, and Sweet Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church in Albany, as well as we'll have praise dancers, as you said, a special dedication to the late Pastor Georgetta Dix, with special remarks by Paul Tonkel. And the Russ Sisters will be part of that as well. And just a lot of music, wonderful, wonderful music. And that's what the whole evening's about. It's really about bringing an essence in the room to bring a bridge between community and song and just really having a joyful time.
Seems like you should go see Memphis in the afternoon.
Well, that was just going to... No, you know I have to plug Memphis, because that's when it's so much wonderful energy happening right now at Proctor's. Memphis is with us until Sunday. Their show will end Sunday with a matinee, and Gospel Jubilee will be that afternoon into the evening. So if you have not seen Memphis, I do say, please get your tickets and see Memphis, and get tickets for Gospel Jubilee, too, because they're still available.
Yeah.
So it's a high energy, you know, a very wonderful energy happening right now at Proctor's.
And I assume... I mean, obviously you want to see how it goes, but I assume this is something you would like to do.
Oh, this is something we're going to do. We're actually making history with this, and this will be an annual event that we're planning for Gospel Jubilee. So we're going to do something really special to continue it every year.
Well, what do you think the state of gospel music is in as far as an audience goes? And I'd like to hear your
well,
thoughts
for me,
on this, and then I'll go.
Yeah, and I mean, I have a mixed feeling. I love gospel music. I love gospel music traditionally. I love gospel music today. I think there's some wonderful artists right now that are doing great things with gospel music. I'm old school, so, you know, I love voice. I love singing. I need somebody who's going to sing. I don't need someone who's just going to have it programmed and hopping around and jumping around and just, you know, making a lot of noise. I need some just deep home singing. And I think that it's there. I think it's really a genre of music that's touching everybody, young, old. I know a lot of young people who are really into some of the contemporary artists right now in gospel music. But it's just a genre of music that's not going to fade.
And, Marge, I guess you've obviously seen a lot of changes in the genre. But you certainly have your place in that. But do you think the state of gospel music is in a good place?
I think it's in a good place. Yes, there are changes in music, big changes, but there are people that are doing their part. Me, for one, I'm old school, mm-hmm. Doing our part to see that the traditional gospel music continues along with the contemporary, you know, as our choirs at our churches learn new songs. I hope that they continue to bring up and revive the songs of old.
And you don't want that forgotten. I mean, sometimes when you mm-hmm. think old school, that's thought of as a negative connotation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's our history, and it's what
yes,
we
it
should,
is. And it should
hold
continue.
On to. Absolutely. And there's a lot of knowledge and experience that comes there that should be passed on.
Sure. Should not be forgotten.
Yeah. Do you find aroma of working with younger groups and younger people, even within your communities? I mean, is that something that you feel important to do?
I think it's important to work with the younger people in the community. I think it's important for us to do all we can to help them remember the old school music. I'm not a great fan of contemporary gospel. I'm more a fan of the old time quartet, that type of gospel singing, spirituals. And, you know, there just isn't a lot of that music being played on the airways. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of young people who are really interested in that. They're more interested in, you know, taking gospel and bringing it up to date. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good. And I try to have an open mind because, you know, because of where I am, I'm the youngest, and I get overridden with the contemporary stuff. But I try to force it and keep enough of the traditional mm-hmm. music in the Russ Sisters. And so that when we're out there, we can represent that as well as the contemporary.
And isn't it part of it? And I realize, I mean, there's a musical aspect and there's also the spiritual aspect of it. But for the contemporary and for this to live on, you got to get the kids in church, right?
Mm-hmm. And they are. They're there. Mm-hmm. They're there.
Yeah.
And then and give them that appreciation.
And especially nowadays, they're there. The young people, because of contemporary music, they're
being drawn in.
Yes, they're being drawn in. That's what, when we get them in there, then we can bring them back to the other music.
Well, it is
our favorite music.
Absolutely. It is a, first of all, it's an absolute delight to have the three of you here and having you sing for us. That was beautiful.
Thank
absolutely
you.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very
us.
Much. And Sarah, congratulations on the beautiful work of putting this all together.
Thank
it's
you so much.
Just a lovely, lovely event. It is the Gospel Jubilee. It takes place this Sunday at 5 o'clock at the GE Theater at Proctor's. You can find out more information by going to proctors.org. Again, it's the Gospel Jubilee taking place Sunday at the GE Theater, 5 o'clock, proctors.org for information about the event. Margie, Aroma, Linda and Sarah, I thank you very, very much. I wish you all the best, and God bless. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Again, proctors.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.